USA News, I'm Lance Pry. 2024 presidential candidate Donald Trump is waking up in Miami this morning to face criminal charges brought on by the Biden administration's Department of Justice. Trump is accused of unlawfully keeping U.S. national security documents and lying to officials who tried to recover them. A new Reuters Ipsos poll found a vast majority of his fellow Republicans believe the case to be politically motivated. Trump's court time is 3 p.m. Eastern for an initial appearance in the case. New figures show how fentanyl has hurt the U.S. Army. The Washington Post reports 127 soldiers were lost to fentanyl between 2015 and 2022. That's more than the number killed in combat in Afghanistan at the same time. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on the use of affirmative action in college admissions any day now. There's a pair of cases going on, one at the University of North Carolina and the other one at Harvard. They allege the practice harms white and Asian students. In the Harvard case, John Wang was turned down by six elite universities despite having a perfect score on the SAT's math section and a 4.65 high school GPA. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is reporting the FD-1023 document, revealed by an FBI whistleblower, shows that it has a redacted reference that a Ukrainian Burisma executive possesses 15 audio recordings of phone calls between himself and Hunter Biden, and possesses two audio recordings of phone calls between himself and then-Vice President Joe Biden. Joe Biden has allegedly been paid $5 million by the Burisma executive as part of a bribery scheme, according to the FBI whistleblower. The House Oversight Committee has found several bank accounts tied to the Biden family, receiving millions and millions of dollars without an apparent business model. Longtime Wheel of Fortune TV host Pat Sajak is planning to retire next year. USA News.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
Mega Democrat donor George Soros is handing over his empire to his youngest son.
George Soros is one of the largest donors to Democrat and progressive candidates and causes. At 92 years old, he's turned his $25 billion fortune over to his son, Alex. The 37-year-old telling the Wall Street Journal he is more political than his dad, but that the two think alike. Alex Soros telling the newspaper he plans on using the money to continue backing left-leaning U.S. politicians. I'm Laura Winters.
Americans are changing their minds when it comes to transgender women competing in women's sports.
A new Gallup poll finds 69% of respondents think they should only be able to play on teams that match their sex at birth, 7 points up from 2021. Meanwhile, 26% say transgender athletes should be able to play on the team that lines up with their identity. Pollsters say it appears most people view transgender sports participation more through a lens of competitive fairness than transgender civil rights. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Denver Nuggets are the 2023 National Basketball Association champions. They defeated the Miami Heat 94-89 in Game 5 of the NBA Finals at Ball Arena to win their first title in franchise history. Nikola Jokic was named the Finals MVP. The Heat have now lost the NBA Finals in two of the last four seasons. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.